Listen, I saw interesting some sofa. I don't know exactly how to swallow it. I want to share with you interesting some sofa. Listen, this interesting some sofa. I would say it's not very. It's interesting. Some sofa asked a question. See, it's very much relating to the 3 weeks. Some sofa asked. We find that in the 7 years of Golus, when Klal Yisrael was involved in the first Golus, between the first and second Beis Hamikdash, we find that Klal Yisrael, they even forgot the Lashon HaKodesh, they forgot the language. It's explicit in Sefer Nehemiah. You could see in the Pesukim where they even had forgotten Lashon HaKodesh. Chassam Sof asked the question, how can it be that a nation forgets a language after 70 years? He says, us Jews, we've been in Golus for centuries, and yet, which language is still... Yiddish is still spoken. He said, Chassam Sof asked on Yiddish. He said that Yiddish is still spoken hundreds and hundreds of years, even in foreign countries, but yet Lashon HaKodesh was forgotten after 70 years. Good question. What's the answer? Chassam Sofer answers something. I don't know if it's controversial or not. Chassam Sofer says because Lashon HaKodesh is a holy tongue, it's Lashon HaKodesh, it's Heilig, so therefore it's very easy to forget. Everything which is Kodesh, everything which is Heilig, requires a lot of work not to forget, and it gets naturally. It's vulnerable. However, Yiddish says it's no kedusha. That's what Chassam Sofer says it. Chassam Sofer says it, and he says therefore it doesn't have. But kodesh is so difficult, so vulnerable. It gets lost. So, what do you think about it? There you go. If the Chassam Sofer wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be allowed to say it. Okay, gentlemen. The Mishnah discussed over in Tzivka. I didn't speak about it yesterday. The Chassam Sofer speaks a little bit about the talus issues. A lot of shadows about the talus. What's the best way? If you take the Amud Tzlichas, what's the best way to take it? You've got to have a talus. So what do you do? The problem is mainly because you can't put the talus on before this man. So you can't make a bracha before this man. So that's really where the shaila is. Depends which minion you daven really, but if you daven an early minion, you get a problem with can't put. So that he says, well, the problem is a bracha, but you can't make a bracha if it's before this man. So he said, take somebody else's talus, and then you don't make a bracha. If it's not your talus, you don't make a bracha. So the shul talus is not so posh. This is a shul talus. It's shutfas. And you may make a bracha on the shul talus. We're not noik to, correct? We're not noik to. Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. Okay.
You put a talus on in the middle of the night if you're,
You could just make a bracha.
Don't rush in the morning and it's like 5 o'clock.
Sunday. Yeah. So Sunday. Yeah. So he says the question is, what do you do? What do you do about the bracha then? How are you going to deal with the bracha eventually? How are you going to deal with it?
Take the shul talus off.
Yeah, so you can only do that if you have clear intention not to, because really it could be that you're yotz the mitzvah with the shul talus, and therefore you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, and therefore you should have had a bracha, you should have made a bracha, and you didn't.
But if you put it on,
yeah, that's what you've got to do.
You're still yotz the mitzvah if it's subsequently gone. Once you've got it on.
Yeah. So you're saying that.
So you put it on at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, the Lemaaseh, that's what you should do. I suppose that's what you should do. Mishabu says that's what you should do. Yeah, I said there's a bit of a soft fake in it, but that's the Lemaaseh what you should do. Alright, okay, Rabbi Yisai. We continue with Simatov Kupi Aleph. And we are up to the second line in page 104. The Ovid also Lord says, we basically, I don't have a zoom here. Should we zoom in? Tekea means to blow. Tekef means strength. I see.
Strength of the shape of life.
If it's tough for pay, that would make sense. Yeah.
Boys, you're in Guide Aiden now.
Okay, second line, page 104. If somebody chas b'shalom is an ovel, I wonder if Jonathan has had his professional experience. If somebody's an ovel, he's not meant to go to slichos. You ever had that shaila, Jonathan? Did ever? I'm sure this happened.
They don't ask me the shaila.
They should. So an Obel does not go to Slichos. Whatever, Erva Shana, where? Are you with me? Sif Aleph, page 104. Second part of the Ramah. Last line on page 104. Veidaktiku, and should be careful. Lachso achshliach tzibur yoyse hogun vayoyse gadol b'toyv masim toyv masim. You should seek a chazan who is what? For slichas. You should seek a chazan who is what?
Honorable.
Indeed. Hogun. He's honorable. I like that word. Yoyse gadol b'toyv. He's got a level of toyv. Masim toyvim. He does a lot of good deeds. He should be a honest fellow. Mishabu says, don't force yourself, don't impose your presence on others. You need to, if you're not asked to be the chazan, don't. Right.
Shiva, this was the Shiva now.
Right. Right, try to find a good chazan. Gam shiun v'shibo yomen shloshim shonim, he needs to be 30 years old. Gam shin osui, also he's got to be married. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's interesting. It is. The Mishnah says another few conditions, and he says, "What happens? What are the other conditions?" Let me just finish the Ramah till we get this. Further conditions over here. Miukonis work shirim heim. At the end of the day, any yid can take the amud. All right. Hakshemutzel akol, but he's got to be popular amongst the community. Avadim ispal bechazka, but if he imposes his presence on others, he says, "I will be the chazan, whether you want it or not." Jump, fly, I'm davening. So, in such an instant, don't say amen after such a person. He hasn't got the right to take yomot. He also must have the intention to be moitzi everybody. But if he's got an enemy in shul, so I'm trying to be moitzi everybody in shul over here, besides this gentleman in the back of the left, he offended me last 18 years ago. Do you remember when he stepped on my toe? So I'm not going to be moitzi him. When I'm saying, I don't have him. I don't have him in mind. So you have to have everybody in mind. But if he has got in mind not to be moitzi one particular, then he's not moitzi anybody. You can't just exclude one person. If you're excluding somebody, you're going to exclude everybody. Finally, the Ramah says that is a minhag that if you in some places that if you daven slichas, if you take the amud for slichas, you also daven for the rest of the day. What does that mean?
Maariv before.
Absolutely, that's right. You take maariv before and shachris and mincha afterwards. It is a fairly common minhag, sometimes harder to fulfill than in other places, such as if there's one mincha, put a few shachis and a few slichas, it's quite hard to do that. If there's one ma'ariv, it's also quite hard.
What's the reason for that?
So the reason is, beautiful reason, Mishnah Berurah says, if you've got, I'm going to get back to you on Mishnah Berurah shortly. What's the reason for it? Kol hayom, shachis, Sivchot Yudalet. Shachis or mincha, why? Shamas chil be mitzvah. Somebody starts a mitzvah. Oimrim loy, we say to him, Gemoy, finish it. Why is this week's parsha? Oh, yeah. Good. V'yesh oimrim, and some say...
Short, sweet.
And some say, Avraham v'shalayim sh'achov ain shayach loy. Some say that there's discussion about the marriage beforehand. Whether the marriage beforehand belongs to it or not. Some of the minigas, what's the minig in Shtivol? You take the marriage beforehand, the Baal Slichas takes a... Ah. I thought you'd take the omens.
Rabbi, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can't hear you.
Oh. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that's the halacha that somebody who davens slichas for the omud, he started a mitzvah, so he should complete the mitzvah as well. Of Mincha as well, the Shachas and the Mincha as well, and there's a discussion as to whether the Marek beforehand as well or not. Still? Is that the Minik generally, Rabbi Isai? What's the. Here, I think I often try to. So you say, what do you mean? In one thing, the Slichas, but who does the Slichas? Every day? No. So, but on a general, and on a random Slichas? On a random slichas, not makbid. Right, okay, so in Shtibel they're not makbid. That's how far they go. Brochas and that's it. Uh-huh. Okay, interesting. Yeah, but the Gemara certainly says there's a minhag of having the marriage beforehand and the shachis after and the mincha after. So the Baal Slichas basically has the whole day davening. Now, there's an interesting discussion in the poskim. It's very interesting how much discussion is in the poskim about this, the shliach tzibur. And the Mishavu also brings down what if the shliach tzibur goes to court? Is he a good? Can he be about tefillah if he goes to court? And Mishpu says, a yid who goes to court cannot be about tefillah. No, Shonon Yom Kippur, because you're not made a good court. He said you can't represent the community, the congregation, if he's going to court.
What about someone sued him?
Yeah, that's not his fault. I suppose he hasn't got much choice. He hasn't got much choice.
He brings a vexatious claim against him.
Yeah, I suppose he's there. Also, if it's a goy, yeah. A goy is also fine. So I've tried unsuccessfully to bring somebody to court.
So really, when it says it's anyone in court, really it's gearing itself as a claimant rather than...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Also, if it's to Yidden and the Beis Din allows them to go to court, that's fine as well. It's happened sometimes that the Beis Din allows and gives authority for proceeding and escalating to the court. That's fine as well. There's a question with regards to the Baal Tekeah. Does the Baal Tekeah have the same halachas or not? Does he also need to be 30? Does he also need to be married? Does he also need to be a yid of that stature, or is it not necessary? The Mac as well, yeah? So the answer is yes. The Baal Tekeah certainly needs to be on that level as well. Yeah, Mishabu mentioned it in Sifkot Nidalev. Tekeah should also be... Yeah. Okay. Pardon? What's the inyan of being married? What is the inyan of being married? Abayi said, why should a person daven for the omud be married? Yeah. The Mishnah says something similar to that, but not exactly like that. Mishnah says, if Zivkot Yud Gimel, what is the reason why a person should be married to be a shlacht, to be a chazan? To me, the Kohen Gadol, because the shliach tzibur, just like the Kohen Gadol represented, he represented the nation, the Kohen Gadol, shemechinim lo isha acheres, the Mishnah in Yuma tell us that the Kohen Gadol had to be married. And further, not only that, but the Mishnah says furthermore that if he's not married, that we just in case we have a sub-wife, just in case something happens. So therefore, we learned that he needs to be, the Kohen Gadol needs to be married. Of course he needs to be married. Similarly also, the Shliach Tzibur, who is representing the congregation, the community, Klal Yisrael, he also needs to be married. And that's what you were saying, Rabbi Feingold, that he needs to have a wife who protects him and safeguards him from averus. He says, however, if a person is not married and all he's got all the qualities, they will be fine. So it's not ma'akev. Seif beis rabbi say no gimli is anisiv Rosh Hashanah. It's a minute to fast Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, do people fast Rosh Hashanah, the entire Rosh Hashanah? No, they don't. Till when do people fast? Tzom Gedalia, sure. That's we're going to get to that. But what about Erev Rosh Hashanah? Until when do you fast? Chatzos, or until Mincha, Koponim. I mean, until Mincha, or at least till Chatzos. The Mishnah says it is a very great inyan to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah says in Sifkot Tezayin, Afilu Atinoikos Misanin, even young children fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Gentlemen, even children, says the Mishnah, even children fast on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean mama's children, but it says bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. And he says, but it doesn't mean mamash the whole day. It probably means until after mincha, at least until chatzos. This is proper, says the Mishnah. I'm turning to page 106. It is proper to fast 10 days until Yom Kippur. So make a cheshbon. How do you get to 10 days? How do you get to 10 days? How do you fast? How do you get to 10 days? You've got Yom Kippur. You've got some Gedalia.
You rush it in a day, a night.
I don't know about that, but that's interesting. It could be, yeah. So you're shy about fasting on Rosh Hashanah, but perhaps. So you're fasting on Rosh Hashanah, you're fasting on Yom Kippur, you're fasting on some Gedalia, you're fasting on Rosh Hashanah. You've got three, right? You need to get another 7. No, this is all from El onwards, from Rosh Chodesh El. Yeah, yeah. No again, Shaso Yomim. No, so they didn't really work like that. They do 7 days. That meaning is 7 days for Shchodesh Elul, and a few days afterwards. So altogether, you get to 10 days. So it's going to be Shchodesh Elul plus Shchodesh Elul plus the Erev Rosh Hashanah plus Tzom Gedalia. You've got up to 4, and then the other 6 days are going to be days that are spread within the month of El. Not necessarily Monday, Thursday, but perhaps that's another option. So he said that's the right thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Kol elu ataniyos ein tzorich lahashlem, and ve'ein korim boim ve'yichal. You don't say ve'yichal. Afilu Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is a common fast, you will not recite ve'yichal. Ein le'eltsim and tovkuv samach beis. Im chal brismila be'Erev Rosh Hashanah. If there's a brismila on Rosh Hashanah, if there's a brismila on Erev Rosh Hashanah, yichoyim lechol. Then that fast day is cancelled. Rabbim noegin lechol be'Erev Rosh Hashanah. Many of them made the custom to eat on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Kodim alayis hashachar, before alayis hashachar. Because of the this resemblance of being like goyish of laws, because the goyim have the minhag of had the custom of fasting before their festivities. Rabbi said it's interesting halacha which is applied elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch as well. There is a rule: you may not fast before a yom tov, and you may not fast, generally speaking, before a Shabbos. Why so? Sounds like a good idea. You know, you're gonna agree to the Yom Tov with great appetite. You're gonna eat nicely. So why not? The answer is because the goyim had a law that in order for them to enjoy their festive celebrations, so the day prior to their celebrations, they wouldn't eat. It would be a fast. It would be because the goyim would have a fast always before their Chagas. Therefore, just because they do it, we can't do it because it resembles too much. It's Chukas Agoy. It resembles their laws, their rules. And therefore, we don't do the identical copy paste kind of ways. So we don't fast before our Yom Tovim, the Havdil. That's Chukas Agoy. Therefore, on the Erev Rosh Hashanah, how are we going to deal with it? You can't fast on the Erev Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah, that's Chukas Agoy.
You know the same problem by Tzom Gedalia, by Ptahis Esther as well.
Yeah. So he says, what he says, very good. So absolutely, we don't fast on Erev. That's exactly why we don't fast on Friday. We're going to fast on Thursday. Ptahis Esther is on Thursday and on Friday precisely because of this.
So
terms of real chiddush, to say hagoy by someone which you say is min hatov, a good thing to fast before. I mean,
well, do we care what they do? You say, yeah. What do we care? We think it's a good thing. See, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. The answer may have to do with the fact that it's the easy way out, and that is you may eat in the night. So you're not considered halakhically fasting. I don't know how the goyim do it, but the goyim did it. But if we eat during the night, you're allowed to eat before Alois. So eat, have a breakfast before it gets light.
Very fast, I would do that.
Yeah.
Other than this most recent one, impossible. So, 3.
Yeah, that's right. So you can eat something, drink something before Alois, and then you're allowed to. Then it's not considered halakhically a real fast. Then you can eat all the way. Alternatively, and that's what the minhag generally was. Kept is that you don't fast all day. You fast until after mincha or until chatzos. It's not a full-fledged fast, and that would be fine as well. So that's the way to get out of this particular problem. Okay, Abayisai, we'll finish off here. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.
Oh, yeah.